Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know, crotch discomfort might be just hurting your game. Fear no more. The kings of the crotch comfort, Manscaped, have spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. The brand new Boxers 2.0 from Manscaped take your balls to the royal ball throne. The global leaders in below-the-waist grooming also have the Lawnmower 4.0 for that trimming that you need so that you can wear the boxers and chill. They've even trademarked the Jewel Pouch, so you know it's serious. I think it's time for you to invest in your family jewels, my friend. So let your bulge breathe and get 20% off plus free shipping by using the Bubba code at manscaped.com. Be proud of your underwear and wear the Manscaped waistband with a badge of honor. Your balls deserve it. Again, you got the Lawnmower 4.0, you got the Boxers 2.0, and you got the Jewel Pouch. What else could you want? It's all happening at manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with Bubba as your promo code at manscaped.com. Up your crotch game, because once the Boxers 2.0 touch your sack, you'll never go back.
How crazy is.
Hopefully we're recording. I got some shit to say.
Are you mad at me?
Yeah.
Why?
A lot.
No, you're not. I can tell you're not.
Let me.
Back me up. Did you run in and out of here?
Mm-hmm. There's some shit.
Bubba thinks there's some shit going down. Hold on, he's Bubba Columbo.
Let's make sure Blitz is recording. All right,
we're recording now.
Right
Columbo.
Now? Hi. Oh,
Bubba Columbo. Bubba.
You don't know who the fuck Columbo is?
I know Columbus.
Gotta open this nonsense up, Lummy. It's the Bubba the Love Sponge podcast. And we were ready, Lummy, we were ready to start like 3 minutes ago, but fucking numbnut over there decides that
I'm sorry, it was my fault.
Bubba Columbo's got it sniffed out, he's up.
Sorry, we had some guests, so I was talking to
Shut
them.
Fuck up.
Okay, yes, that's also a good idea.
Listen. I'm just, first of all, I'm purely fucking with you, okay?
I hope so.
Let's just establish that. I am fucking with you, okay?
Thank you.
Say after me.
Bubba is fucking with me.
And then put a pam pam on there.
Pam pam.
No, like all in one tone. Go ahead.
Bubba is fucking with you. Pam pam.
No, with you.
Oh,
me.
I'm sorry.
From the top,
I'm
bitch.
Tired.
Me too. Just as tired. Got a film crew. Got a film crew in all week.
Yeah, I've been seeing heads pop around. I don't know who these people are.
A lot
are.
Of people in the building.
Yeah.
A lot of moving fucking parts going on. I have to run it all. It all goes through me. I fucked my 246 up. I'm fucked up.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I got
from the top. From the top.
Yeah, but he's fucking with you, pam pam.
No, and Papa is fucking with me,
pam pam. Pam.
Or whatever. Anna, just shut up.
Sorry.
I don't mean any of this, but I mean,
right.
Deep down, I do mean a little bit of it.
Oh, no.
So, welcome to the Bubba Podcast.
Real quick, do you want your guests in the studio? Because they're just walking around the building.
Where do they
want
to go? You tell
Shane.
They
want to see the goats.
Well, here's the deal. You tell Shane he can do what. Here's the official ruling. Can you hear me through the speakers?
No, there isn't any.
Shane, go.
I'll go tell him, though.
Bubba, he says, no, they can't hear. And then you talk to them anyways.
Bubba says, do whatever you want. If you want to go out back, if you want to sit in.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, tell him that mic 3 is wide open.
Okay.
Yeah, come in and slam the door.
Yeah, just don't slam the door. That's it.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
So, Anna.
Yeah.
I'm in here slicing and dicing some commercials as you hear me doing.
Yeah.
Working. I'm actually fucking working.
I know. I was so proud of you.
And you come running in here, which is kind of like not protocol-ish.
Right.
You know how I like things.
Right.
I do not like studio reappearances.
No, but it was 10:21, so I was kind of doing a little check-in and I wanted to grab my phone.
No, hold on. So that's what you were fucking doing. Was grabbing your phone.
Yeah.
Because do you know what you told me?
Yeah, that I had to pee.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, how the fuck?
The bathroom's not in here.
I'm like, okay, you got to pee? Well, bitch, there's no bathroom in here.
I don't even know why I said that, but I just did.
So, like,
and then I just thought you would be like, oh, okay, and then just continue on, but you didn't.
The great Shane Reeves is in.
Is he on mic three?
No, he is on the couch. He is
that's
probably
right. That's where the great Shane Reeves usually is, on the couch.
He's right by the couch on the door.
Does he want to go on the air? Because he can do whatever the fuck he wants, the great Shane Reeves.
Shane Reeves, you want to go on mic?
Or yeah. He just want to observe?
No, he's getting up. No, he's coming
he'll
over.
Talk.
By the way, this is the great Shane Reeves, and he is the second in charge. He's the Jesus of JVC. Right?
Yes, he's Jesus.
Not God.
No, he's Jesus of JVC.
Right.
Yeah, God is John Caracciolo.
Right.
And then Jesus of JVC would be Shane Reeves.
He is
Shane,
on mic.
Shane, would you not consider yourself your Jesus of JVC?
I mean, people have called me that, but it's generally been at the start of something else. But
what?
Like
what
Jesus Christ, you stupid.
Oh, yeah. Shane Reed, Jesus Christ, are you so fucking stupid? What are you doing over there?
Right, exactly.
No, I'm talking about within the hierarchy of JVC, you're the Jesus. You're second in charge. There's only one person you answer to, God, which is little sawed-off John Caracciolo, motherfucker.
That is accurate, yes, I do.
And I say that affectionately because he always calls me a fat ass.
He calls you fat man.
Yeah, fat man or fat ass. Yeah. And I'd be like, listen, you little sawed-off motherfucker. And then we just go back and forth. I think it's the strangest owner-talent dynamic I've ever seen. But if we don't insult each other, then it's not like we... It's
then
like,
it feels weird.
I would feel weird if John Caracciolo, I walked up to him and goes, Bubba, how are you, my friend? You're sounding great. Everything's great.
Mm-hmm. Looking good.
I'd be like, oh, I'm getting fired soon. They're trying to be nice to me. They've already fired me a couple times. Oh. I think, Shane, you might be one of the very few people that I've actually been fired and then got to come back.
Yeah, it's once or twice anyway.
How many times have you fired me?
Well, directly, I think only once, and then I was at a station that fired you as well.
So. Were you a little nervous when you fired him face-to-face? Because I can't look him in the eyes.
He never fired me face-to-face.
I wouldn't fire him face-to-face. You crazy?
Lynn Shackleton. Because you never know which bub it's going to be. It could be I'm gonna hug it out, Shane, or it could be I got my fucking knife and I'm going to shoot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that. But Shane, you've dealt with me for a long time. Aren't I so highly misunderstood? Like, I'm really a teddy bear and a nice guy, but people think I'm the fucking devil.
You are certainly misunderstood.
What, are you running for politics now, Shane, or some bullshit?
You were a bigger dick before than you are now.
Oh,
I'll put it to you that
I'm a teddy bear now, am I not?
Yes.
How bad was it back then?
It was...
You were with me when I was at Cox the first time, right?
I was with you at JRR.
Oh, that's right. You were with me at Clear Channel.
Yeah.
At JRR.
Yeah. Oh, I remember you walking into the client meeting your first time in Orlando. You walked in, you turned to Spice. You didn't realize I was standing there, and you said, we're in here for 10 minutes. We're out of here. And then you walked in the client meeting, but Linda Bird grabbed you, and you had no chance from that point on. So.
I had. Linda liked me. Linda likes you until Linda likes you until she doesn't, and then when she doesn't, you're done.
Yep.
In Linda's world.
Yep.
Did you see?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Shane? I don't know if you can really comment on this or not, but did you see Linda's replacement?
Word is her official start date is today.
Today.
Yeah.
Nice. Today. Now, is she going to live in Orlando because that's more centrally located?
Yes.
Or is she going to do it from Atlanta?
Orlando.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you may have to have, like, you know, some of you Orlando, you know, broadcasting fucking people getting together for, like, an Agency Willie deal where all the, you know, iHeart, they're all there. You get, you know, you have to attend these functions. You're going to see her, Shane. What are you going to say? We're not mentioned. There's no names, by the way. There's no names.
It's just, can I ask one
this
question?
This person's name is her. Okay?
Can I ask a question about this person?
Yeah.
This person is either very attractive or very unattractive.
She's fairly attractively unattractive, is what she is.
Okay, great, perfect.
If I may, she has been, like, she might be the definition of the C word.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And again, nobody
creative.
She's very creative.
Yeah.
And nobody, I mean, we've not mentioned one name, nor will we. The only name we've uttered is the great Linda Bird. We've not uttered any other names, and nor will there be any more utterance of any names. Other than Shane motherfucking Reeve. But that being said, Shane, when you see said person, are you going to say anything? Are you just going to maintain? What are you going to do?
No, I'll just do like everybody else and be fake and pretend.
Bullshit. Hold on. But God God hates her more than anything in the world, and you know God can't keep his mouth shut.
Well,
you know
he won't be there. We don't allow him to this kind of
function. I understand that, but let's just say, you know, there's an Orlando function. God rolls up in here, a little motherfucker, and he's got Hedge Fund Willie, so he's got his money man with him, and he turns even to more of a motherfucker, and then you know. There might be a person that is, you know, has more disdain for this particular person than might be him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. You know that motherfucker will not be able to keep his mouth shut.
No question.
No way.
No question.
He will say something or something. You'll puss out. I know you will, especially if your handler Jen's there. You'll puss out. You are far different when you have the big jug and the big jugger book.
Globius of Globes?
Globius is Globes, works for him, but he works for the juggiest of jugs.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
which is Jenna Juggs.
Moving
his
parts.
His fiance's name's Jenna Juggs, and he's really well behaved around Jenna Juggs. When he's not around Jenna Juggs, he runs a little looser. So it didn't mean to break man code there, Shane. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll live with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll deal with it.
So this person's now in charge. She's going to her will be living in Orlando.
Yep.
What if you go to your favorite restaurant and there's her? The fuck, Shane?
Yeah.
You'll walk up and probably pay for it, won't you?
Yeah, I'll send her a drink.
You will?
Oh, yeah.
Full of ricin. You go to the bartender and say, hey, here's $50 to send that bitch a margarita, but take your ball sack and run it right around the farm for me. Can you, buddy? Thank you. Tell her that one's courtesy of Yippee-O.
20 for the drink, 30 for the balls.
Yeah. So what's been going on in Shane Reeve world? I know I don't want to probably get into why you're in Orlando. I guess you're probably scouting some new AM properties or something over here.
You mean Tampa.
I'm in Tampa.
Looking for some translators.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to, I mean, this is a podcast, so, you know, it's an opt-in deal, and I'm not going to really talk about too, but how about that big motherfucking whodunit that just happened in Orlando with a D-listing on the backside? What about the fuck?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, I'm speaking very vaguely, but that seemed pretty egregious.
Yeah, like that, especially for the people involved.
For the people that did the bad stuff. We'll just leave that.
Yeah.
The people that did, that let's just say, rewired it up the wrong way,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty major fucking deal.
Yep. Yeah. That was
right?
Something. That was something.
And then I guess they were like, listen, we better go over to Tampa, make sure they didn't do it over here, too.
Yeah, I bet they did. I bet you they inspected all their planes.
Yeah. Whoa.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, you know, no, they're not the bad guy. I am. You think I'll ever get unblackballed from radio, Shane? Just be honest. No.
It's going to be tough. Yeah, you got to be. It's got to be small. It's going to have to be the John Caracciolas of the world. It's not going to be the
Cumuluses or the fucking
The Bob Pittmans of the world. I don't think so.
But like, what about? I don't really get to talk to you, so I got to talk about radio right now. What's up with Cumulus? Like, are they going to be able to make it? Radio's in such a bad. Actually, the only people in radio that are doing well are the mom and pops because you guys don't have so much overhead and rental properties and just all the things that just eat into it. You guys have small little shops that are strategically put around, you know, and can manage. You're not like a multi-zillion dollar company. These big ones are in trouble, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're all over leveraged, and Cumulus and iHeart have both been through one bankruptcy. They're predicting one for Odyssey at any time and probably a second one for Cumulus and iHeart at some point.
And, you know, here's the thing about radio is the fact that, like, radio wants to cut costs by doing exactly what you guys are doing. And the fact that you know, talk radio is expensive,
mm-hmm.
You know, far more than far more than, like, a music-based radio station.
A jukebox.
Right, right. Big. I guess I'm showing my age by saying jukebox. But, I mean, their software now, you know, John, Shane, we're literally, you can just plug your songs in, have a guy go and lay down 15 or 20 tracks in a half an hour. And I mean, right? That's what the majority of these music-based stations do, right?
Oh, absolutely. iHeart, they have people that can do 8 shows in 4 hours from their home
and they just
across the country. And they
just feed them in, voice track them in, right?
Yeah.
But unlike you that has, I mean, spoken word live radio, it's refreshing. The mom and pops are the only ones that are really working on content not watering it down.
Well, that's it. You've got a guy like Shannon who walks in and does 6 hours of show prep every day before he does a 4-hour show.
He's insane.
Prints out 700 pages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody needs to talk to him. Yeah. I'm like, Shannon, don't you? I bust his balls all the time. You know how we are, Shane. I go, Shannon. We're here at Fort Walton Beach. I go, where's your, three briefcases of prep for you just talking to me for 20 minutes and we didn't even use any of your prep? You know, you're over prepping, Shannon.
Goes through 2 printers a month.
Yeah. Jeez. Shane, JVC's low on toner budget, buddy, because of you.
Paper, there's no question.
No, I love Shannon.
Yeah.
I really do. How's everything else going over there? How's the globiest of globes? No, I'm not trying to piss off the juggiest of jugs. I'm just asking about Lisa.
No, she's on a 2.5-week vacation in South Africa.
You're allowing that?
Wow. South Africa?
Man, wow. Shane, you're getting softer than I am, bitch.
I know. It's true.
What?
2 weeks.
Nobody would have walked
2.5 weeks.
Nobody, listen, nobody would have ever walked up to General Sales Manager Shave Reeve and say, I'm taking 2.5. You're the bitch. All your accounts will be replaced. I'm taking them all. Care for your Melanie or whoever you were. I mean, like, some of Though even your biggest whales, you would never allow that, Shane. You're getting soft.
Yep. Yeah, it happens.
How's that new guy in the middays working out? After Justin.
Oh, Bongino? He's pretty good right
damn,
now.
Bongino's a stud.
He's fire right now, just with everything going on.
That was
politics.
A great move, too. Yeah. I mean, that was a great move.
Yeah.
How's Justin doing?
He's doing okay. He's, Michaela doesn't do the show really, so. It's
yeah,
just
he needs
Justin.
To get that. He needs to work on that.
Yeah.
He needs to get her back. She's a smoke show. Does she know how much is it getting borderline creepy, boss? Is it okay? I mean, what do you
There's
think?
No borderline
I think,
about
I
it.
I think Justin's got a pretty good take on how you feel about her at this point.
I will tell you this, Blitz. When I send a ring over there, I did tell Shane I'm going to send one only to her.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Shane, I kept the text, so screw Shane. Shane said, that's funny. I wanted to be able to kind of get you in trouble with me, Shane.
Well, it was quite funny when we presented Justin the ring on the air, and he thought it was for him for a moment till I told him to look at the name on the side of the ring.
Oh, damn.
She is so hot.
Don't they do like a TV show together or something?
They do a lot of things.
Yeah, they brokered television they have.
They're a big-time couple, yeah. Are they not, though, Shane? I mean, they're
Yeah, he's got his hands in a lot of stuff. He really does. He's got real estate and mortgages.
No. I'm talking about they're a couple.
Like, they're a couple. They live together. He's got a place, and yeah, they're a couple. That's not quiet.
I broke that in Fort Walton Beach.
You sure did. Mm-hmm.
Shane,
you almost broke a lot of things in Fort Walton Beach.
When I come into a market Hurricane visit, Clem, Shane, I leave a wake of destruction behind me.
You were there for like less than 24 hours, too.
It's funny. Shannon is up there. That's going to be up there this weekend for a broadcast at the marina.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, but I said, no. I said, we're not going to. I said, well, Bubba, maybe we'll do it again in the fall when Shannon comes up. I said, but Shannon or Stevie and I can't be up there for depositions. So we figured you better not go either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest with me, all of my Fort Walton Beach appearances should probably be under the supervision of the Hedge Fund Willie and John Caracciolo.
Yeah, Hedge Fund Willie's got a hoodie now with that on the back of it.
Yeah, good. Well, because John Caracciolo took me aside and said, let me tell you something, you fat little motherfucker. Like, what? And he goes, my money guy is going to be here tonight. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? He goes, that means that's the guy that when I need to go buy a couple fucking radio stations, I go get him to help me. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so you better not.
So he said, listen, you stupid motherfucker. I want the Bubba charm, not the Bubba asshole. You got it? I go, one Bubba charm coming up, buddy.
And then he showed everyone how to squirt.
And then I proceeded to take over the entire fucking, and then the waitress had to come and tell me to be quiet because there were kids nearby.
Oh, that's a restaurant.
Yeah.
But that was after the squirt lessons in the boardroom there.
No, that was...
That was the next day.
Yeah.
The two-finger
lesson,
yeah.
Two-finger. Okay.
Well, I figured Hedge Fund... At dinner, I could tell the Hedge Fund, well, he liked me. And he really liked me. So at that point, I'm like, let's turn it up a notch here on the entertainment.
Yeah, why not?
Right. Yeah, roll the dice.
And I mean, like listen, if Hedge Fund Willie, I was trying to, feel him out. And if he was offended by any of this stuff...
He's a cool guy.
I was going to back it down a notch. But he was co-signing on it. Fuck, John probably got financed for 10 more stations because of my performance.
Yeah, that dinner was something, that's for sure.
And then I think Wolfie had to calm the locals down. I think Wolfie had to calm them for real.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I exposed Justin. I was like, Justin, what the fuck are you bringing a hot-ass chick out of town for? that looks like that. Now Dan wants to fuck her, first of all.
Oh.
And you're not going to think that the minute I pull into the parking lot and I don't see a chick in a hot leather fucking Olivia Newton-John, let's get physical fucking pants, that I'm not going to say something? My first break on the air was, Shannon, did you see that hot bitch in leather pants? The one we're not supposed to talk about? Woo! Who is that? Shane, you can probably see the train wrecks coming, can't you? Like, oh, God.
Yep.
Here's...
Yeah, sometimes I just sit back and watch Justin, my own amusement.
Here comes... Okay, Justin's pulling up with a chick that he's not supposed to be with that has the nicest ass known to man, and Bubba's 15 minutes in, and when he see... Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. This is going to be bad. So I'm sorry, Shane, for causing any problems.
It's all right. Justin's got to learn the talk radio world one way or
another. Well, I think that might have expedited something that he was going to have to do anyway. Like, it just might have just made him do it a little
about
bit.
It. Yeah.
Listen, he was going to end up with
just
her
broke the
and,
news.
And not his wife, and he needed to unwind that deal. And, you know, sometimes you're forced to, you know.
Be Bubba Snowden, call it out.
Yeah,
you pushed
him off the cliff. You just need gave
yeah,
him
he
the
just
boost.
You
got to blow the whistle, you know?
Yeah.
Boop, boop.
And so then he sheepdogged her all weekend because Dan was trying like slip him his card and everything. So Justin was getting it on all angles. I was getting it verbally from me and then physically from Dan. And poor little guy, I feel for him. So sorry, Justin Clark. Shane, he's not really mad at me, is he?
No,
I don't think he's allowed to be.
No, he's not. No.
So, plus, he's moved on.
Plus, deep down, she's looked at me a few times and says, "Keep it coming, big boy."
She likes it.
Yeah,
the
she
attention.
Likes it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, she just wants to keep constant pressure on him to let him know that I could be taken away at a moment's notice.
Right.
You know, that's good for her business.
Absolutely.
Right? Probably not man code or nothing. Something like that.
No.
So, Shane, what else is going on? This is just a fucking podcast that we bullshit on.
Yeah, not much. We're here to, you know, Jenna is cannot wait to see the goats and the dog. That's really what we're all here about.
You mean Jenna Juggs?
Yeah, and brought Bubba some chocolate chip cookies. Didn't mention it to Dr. Dan, so just FYI.
Oh.
So.
Just FYI, she says she can outcook you any day of the week, Anna.
She did.
Yeah, she said, Anna's a fucking rookie. I make my shit from
I am
scratch.
A rookie. I'm trying to learn.
I make my shit from scratch. I'm a Midwestern girl, and Shane drives
from
a...
From scratch from a box.
Shane drives a really tough ship. I have to have scratch homemade shit ready for him when he gets home immediately.
Yeah, well, I'm trying. I'm trying to domesticate myself.
Shane made homemade lasagna with homemade meat sauce yesterday.
Oh, so
I
nice.
Know that.
You did?
Yes.
Nice. Where's that?
Yeah.
fuck those chocolate chips. Yeah, I can really get into some of that shit right now. Fuck you, Shane. That was probably good as shit,
yeah,
too.
Homemade sauce, too.
Yeah.
Damn.
How's your boys doing in baseball?
They're good. They're actually, my boy's moving into Pop Warner this year, so he starts his...
Football?
Yeah, starts practicing every day, 6 to 8:30 every night, starting August 1st.
That's a real... Like,
how old
that's
are the kids?
13. He'll be 13 then.
This is such a special time in your football career, because it's the first time you really start tackling hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
In Pop Warner?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, they've kind of quelled you. I think all of organized football goes where, like, it starts out with flag, and then it starts out with... Finally, Pop Warner, at where your son is, Shane, is where you really get to start playing football. Like, you know, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's the hitting and it's the real work. I mean, they're going to do
get your first
15 hours a day, 15 hours a week of practice in 100-degree heat.
Hell yeah. That'll make that motherfucker tough.
That's it.
And resilient. What position does he play?
He'll probably be a receiver or corner.
Oh, a pretty boy like his dad?
Yeah.
Did you play football?
No, I played hockey my whole life.
Oh, you played hockey?
Yeah, I played hockey from when I was 3
till
I was 20.
Where are you from? Because the way you said hockey, you're not from
here.
Hold
on, where are you from,
I was born in Winnipeg, Canada.
Okay, there it is.
Are you a dirty Canadian?
No, not anymore.
Oh.
I've lived in Florida since 88.
No, but you were born. You are a true Canadian.
I was born in Canada, yes.
Wait,
well, Shane, that makes you a Canadian, you dumbass.
No, I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm U.S.
Do you have dual citizenship?
No.
Really? You lost your... Or
I,
you never
I,
had
I have
it?
No desire to did keep you, Canadian citizenship.
You gave it up. He said, fuck off, Canada, for the health care.
Did your parents ship you out of here and foster you, or did they come with you?
No, my old man and I moved down to New York together.
Really? At what age?
I was 18.
But so 0 to 18, you were a fucking Canadian. Buddy.
Yeah, I was a coach at RDV in Orlando for 10 years of hockey.
I never knew you were that good at hockey.
Yeah.
Can you still skate?
He didn't say he was good, he said he played.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were that Canadian.
What position?
I was right defense.
Like a headman kind of deal?
Oh, yeah. I liked hitting people in front of the net was one of my favorite things. In the corners. I liked the corners.
Can you still shoot a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, did you get your kids involved in hockey at all or no?
No, you know, it's real tough in Florida because there's just no ice.
Yeah, I mean, there really isn't.
It's just hard to find ice. So, and when you're playing at 5 in the morning and 11 at night and stuff like that, it's just...
It's like up there, it's a whole life in itself. Like, down here, it's a hobby.
Yeah, it was every street corner was an arena where I grew up.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, like, it'd be like basketball in Indiana.
Yep.
You know, like, hockey in Florida, has it always been kind of a joke, like, organized hockey in Florida? Like, do you instantaneously get... Like if you go, yeah.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I'm a hockey player. I come from Florida. They're like...
You know, I think the Lightning are starting to change that a little bit for them.
And, right.
But I did have parents. I had a mom that was mad at me because she was scared her son wasn't getting enough ice time for the scouts to see. And I explained there aren't a lot of scouts in Florida looking for hockey players.
Right. They're
probably
if there were any scouts, you probably would have known about, right?
Yeah, you think.
Right. So you're saying as you're coaching hockey in Orlando, you got some mad woman that's mad at you because her son's not getting enough ice time because of all the fucking scouts that are not here.
Correct.
And what did you say when you told her that?
I said, ma'am, there are no scouts here. You may want to move north if you're looking for hockey scouts.
I mean, like I would say probably hockey in Canada would be the equivalent to like either basketball in Indiana or football the Florida thing, Lummi?
Florida and
or
Texas.
Baseball?
Yeah, Florida and
baseball.
Texas.
Yeah, baseball is Florida and Texas. And
right.
California.
And then football, high school football is kind of like Pennsylvania, California, Texas, Florida.
Yeah.
Ish in the South kind of deal, right?
Yeah, California, the South California has a good amount. But yeah, Texas is number one. The stadiums there are like college stadiums.
Oh, yeah, Texas. That's what Friday Night Lights. Man, that chick was so hot. That's where Minka Kelly got her start on Friday Night Lights.
Those kids are getting paid in high school.
Yeah, are they?
What?
Did all of this open it up, to compensate college kids? Are they? Is it going to go to the high school level now? Let's say you had this, junior or sophomore in high school.
Just a stud.
This offensive lineman that was like, Lummi, not like you, clumsy, but he was like 6'6", 315, really good feet.
Just a beast.
And you knew he was going to be a fucking Power 5 guy. Do you start at Under Armour or Nike or whatever, start, grooming this kid now?
Well, it's kind of what they do now, but the way they're doing
isn't
it in
high
school.
Isn't that what IMG
kind of
is?
Kind of, but then the way they're doing it now is whatever kid that school that kid goes to, wherever he's getting paid, Under Armour would then sponsor the whole entire team. And then
just because of this one kid?
Yep.
That'd make you a real dick if you were the wide receiver and everybody was getting free shit because of you. Don't think I wouldn't tell
Well, that's what LeBron, his team got sponsored by Nike when he was there up in Ohio.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I mean, that's what they're doing. That's how they're kind of getting away with it.
Right. I think this is going to be a runner age. This is going to end up like a Craig, Eric Dickerson, Craig James, SMU kind of deal, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Getting cars and.
I mean, I think it's legal for an athlete that's in college to negotiate a car deal now.
Oh, 100%.
Yep.
They work, so they work for the car dealership.
You could literally, you know, if you're a guy at, you know, Alabama or whatever, you could, you know, be sponsored by this, you know, just like it is in local radio, you could be sponsored by, you know, Elder Ford or whatever, and you're going to be driving it, right?
There's already, I think it's Alabama or it's Texas, one kid's rolling around. I think he's got a brand new Escalade. I think they gave him a different car too to drive. He's got two cars in college.
Nice.
Can you imagine how much ass? I mean, think about it.
When you're one of the richest kids on campus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. This is just going to absolutely be
Thing. The Ohio State quarterback, besides the fact that he got $200,000, he works for the Mercedes SUV. He drives a Mercedes SUV and also has an Escalade. Those are worth $400,000 total. That's his local auto
That's
dealer.
That's just a kid from Ohio State.
He's
State
got a G-Wagon, I think.
Yeah.
I don't get G-Wagons.
Well,
they're expensive.
I know.
If you like a square box.
Except when you're free.
His
is worth $200,000, it says.
What do you got, Shane, a Hellcat or something?
Yeah, it's an SRT. Yeah, 392.
Look at you. What's Mama driving?
She drives a Lexus.
That's safe and hot chicky. Lexus, right? Yeah.
Oh, according to this deal, too, he's allowed to keep the cars if he wants, or he can trade them in every 45 to 60 days, but he still owns the cars.
But he owns them?
Yes.
And he's what, 21?
No, I think he's 19.
Oh, perfect.
Or 20. But yeah, he's allowed to switch them in whenever he wants.
So, Shane, how's Fort Walton Beach been doing?
They're doing really well.
We don't ever get any feedback from that. You know,
book will be out next week.
Oh, okay.
They're doing really well.
Are you going to will you let me know? Like, yes. You always fucking forget about me over here.
All right, I'll remember you.
You only get a hold of me when you need something, motherfucker.
No, that cluster's done very well, and Johnny the Rose guy, that Grillo, is doing a good job with the sales team. So it's
are we going to
well.
Do the Christmas promotion again with Marine?
Our plan is to do, yeah, probably, and our plan is to do that bike week thing with Gus and Harley. Yep.
When would that be?
That was in October sometime.
Is that something we could go to?
Yeah, that's
something
I'd like to have
you guys. Are you going to allow us to participate, or are we just in these caged monkey when you need to
sell? No, we're going to bring
you.
You
only bring me in when you need to close a fucking deal.
And we've got
here.
Nicer hotels now, too, traded.
I don't have a problem with that. I had no problem with that hotel.
This hotel's
real.
Nice.
I like that, yeah.
But nicer would be great.
Yeah.
Now, do you know when this event is? Because I got my calendar out here.
It's in October. I don't have the exact date, but it's probably the third or fourth week of October. I'll get it.
Okay.
Okay. The only week I'm not available in October, Shane, well, you guys have probably already made this event. I hope it's not the first weekend of October, but
right.
The 15th, 22nd, and 29th, I think I'm open.
Yeah, it's definitely not the first, Bubba, so it's towards the end of it.
Hope it's the 15th or 22nd. They probably wouldn't do it on the 29th, which is Halloween.
Yeah, it'd probably be the 22nd, I think, is right around the time.
Oh, perfect.
Year,
so. Now, what are you going to want us to – well, hold on. I feel like I'm begging that you don't really want us there. Do
no,
you really
no,
want
want
us there?
We want the whole station there. Yep.
Aww.
Is it a bike ride?
Yeah.
Is it police escorted? Can
I bring my e-bike?
I wouldn't mind doing a ride. I wouldn't mind riding either, so Shannon either. So we make see if we can get a few bikes out of it and ride.
Yeah, well, if I don't get a bike, I ain't coming. So I'm just
tie ride with
you. Still got your endorsement though. You need it for these guys, right?
Oh yeah, I have my motorcycle endorsement. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I have my motorcycle endorsement. Do you?
Yep.
Yeah, and then I did a Bubba Spikes for Badges for Gus before. He knows I'm an accomplished rider. Shannon is a rider.
Yeah, I've been at those Bikes for Badges were huge in the day. I remember going to the Lakeland one you had out here.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
Yeah, it was huge.
Huge.
Now when Shannon does these bike rides, does he bring his bike in, or does he have a rental?
No, for Fort Walton, he'll just get on a rental like I will.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Well, we got to have, I mean, listen, me and Shannon can't have Sportsters. You might be able to have a Sportster, but I got to have something a little bit more meter.
What's the event called, Shane?
I ride a street glide at home. I'll be riding a street glide there.
Yeah, don't be putting me in a Sportster, okay, Shane? I'll kick it over. You know what? Hey, let's put Justin Clark in just a real base model Sportster,
yeah, that's
okay?
Yeah, that's it. We'll put him on a trike.
I don't even know that Justin Clark can drive a motorcycle. I mean, it takes a certain type of man to drive a motorcycle. Let's just be honest.
No, right? He's terrified of it.
Oh, hold on. This could be a collect call. Hold on, everybody. I mean, this could be a collection call. Hold on. Watch this. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
This call is to inform you that a pre-authorized order has been placed on your name.
Oh, it's a scammer. Yeah.
Here we go. To talk to our representative, please press 1 or stay.
Yeah, yeah, 1. Press 1. Press 1.
Hold on.
Thank you.
It's a scammer probably from India.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Amazon. This is Kevin. How may I help you?
Hi, Kevin. Is this Amazon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I order a lot of stuff through Amazon. Have I been hacked? What do you need? Do you need my credit card information, my bank routing number? What do you need, buddy? I'm ready to help.
I don't need your bank routing number and all. I just need to help me with your first and your last name.
No, well,
just make something up.
Okay, you ready? My first name is Haywood.
Okay.
Haywood, Haywood. Mm-hmm. And my last name's French. It's Jablomi.
Yes, sir. So now help me with your zip code.
Yeah. My zip code is 33941. But I want to make sure that you have my... but listen, sir. I know we're in desperate... I'm very concerned about this. I'm ready to help you. I just want to make sure you have my first name down. What's my first name?
Sorry, sir?
What's my name? How can you process me and give me the credit that I deserve? What's my name? Exactly.
Jablomi is French.
I want him to go, hey, Jablomi. Stupid fucker. Hey, I got a couple places that are trying to collect a couple debts on me here and there. And when they call me, I'd be like, welcome, you're live on the air. I just answer the phone. You're on the air, talk show. And then they completely hang up.
Bye.
Yeah. So I got to say, Shane, when you got somebody chasing you, it's like, hello, it's Shane, we're live on the air, talk show.
I will use that.
Shane doesn't have those problems, though.
No, yeah, Shane's got triples. Yeah. He's probably got a black card like I used to. Place.
800 credit score.
Yeah, he's got an 800 credit score. Is Dr. Dan going to be able to help Jen?
Yes.
He said, did he look at it? Did he poke a prod around at it?
Well, we all found humor in your first response.
Which was what?
Dan's going to operate on Monday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, hold on. Everybody can F off because... Dan, okay, so you text me, your lovely fiance Jenna Juggs, she is walking her dogs, and one of them gets, they're wild dogs, like Bella, and...
Yeah, did she find the dogs last week at the desert?
In the Grand Canyon?
In the Grand Canyon?
She falls, and I think she breaks her nose, right, Shane?
Yeah.
And so, there's kind of like a little, kind of a bigger size cut on the bridge of her nose. And when she got it fixed, when you guys went to the medical thing, they're like, listen, after this heals, she's going to probably need some cosmetic surgery or a scar revision just to make sure that doesn't scar. And you know how chicks are. Like, you and I would be like, man, we want a scar in the bridge of our nose. But chicks don't want that.
Yeah, no way.
Right. So, am I telling the story good so far, Shane?
Quite accurate.
Right, right. Yeah. So, you send me a picture. Well, first of all, you said, hey, Jen just broke her nose. I think she might need to see Dr. Dan. So, I'm like, okay. Can you send me a picture so I can forward to Dan?
Yeah, I don't mean the nose either, cause.
Oh, how about them jugs? Oh, man, 8 inches lower than that load. Yeah. Start. I didn't ask for the jugs. I'm so sorry.
Out loud.
So then I felt as if maybe Shane thought I was being creepy. So I'm like, well, how about I just put you on a group text with Dan, and if you want to like send the picture, you can. Because I didn't want. But needless to say, in that time, Shane sent me these pictures, so I forwarded them to Dan. Of Jenna's injury. Dan quickly says, I want to see her Monday at TOS.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's I can even show you the text. So I'm assuming, okay, I'm kind of brokering this deal. I don't know if Shane and Dan have talked, so I'm going to tell, I need to tell Shane what Dan is saying. So I said, Dan wants to see, do surgery Monday. But I guess you don't have to do surgery at TOS. I never knew him to do anything else. I mean, like, he doesn't do checkups at TOS. He cuts on people at TOS.
I've given blood there a few times.
Okay, whatever. I know Jen wasn't trying to do double red blood platelets, okay? She's trying to get her nose fixed. So, anyway, I guess he probably had you meet you there, Shane, because that's where he was first thing in the morning.
Right.
And did he inspect her?
Inspector. Yes.
I mean, did he look
evaluated the injury.
Yes, okay. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
The way you phrased
it. I'm sorry, Shane.
Look, Shane's a novice. He's not a doctor like Mr. Clem is over here.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, listen, all I know is I brought A to B, and she's going to get checked. She got checked out, and when it's time to do the scar revision, but it was certainly something Dan probably needed to physically see rather than pictures. Am I not right?
She is definitely in good hands, and he was very helpful today.
If she has to go under, are you going to say, hey, Dan, you might as well pump up them jugs a little bit, buddy? She'd never know.
Yeah.
Never know.
Never know.
It's only her body.
Yeah, it's only her body. Yeah. Why am I working out? Why do I wake up? My bra won't fit anymore. What's going on? My bra size, it seems like I'm too
big. You don't even notice the nose now.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to notice your nose with your big newest jugs. Shane, thank you for being so cool and so good to me. Are we doing good over there? Like, I feel like we suck. Like, you never tell me nothing. Stevie never talks to me. I feel like we're kind of like getting squeezed out.
Well, you know,
Shannon's the main
Florida
guy over there.
Man is a limited signal, but I can tell you we do in excess of 300,000 downloads of our station, or 300,000 listening sessions a month.
Beautiful.
The new antenna's coming soon.
Is there a new antenna coming?
Sure.
Yeah, Blitz.
Yeah, Blitz is going to put it up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be illegal, but it'll be pirate. We'll pirate. Mm-hmm.
Him and Ty J. Him and Ty J.
Yep. Ty J is going to climb a tower for me.
Where is your guys' antenna for Florida Man?
Longwood.
Really? How tall is it?
It's about 250, 275.
Does every time John comes to the market, does he go out there and tweak with it? Like, you know.
No, he can't anymore. He's just too busy. There's just so much going on.
I wonder who's a better engineer, him or Randy?
Listen, Randy's pretty good. You should see what he's done to our rack room. He took our rack room from.
You mean John?
No, Randy.
Randy Michaels?
No. Bubba Beans, Randy Michaels.
I mean Randy in Fort Walton, our engineer up there.
Right. Oh, no. That, I mean,
you
I
remember
love,
him?
Yeah, and I love that guy. But, I mean, he's on the Mount Rushmore of radio like Randy Michaels is.
Yeah, Randy Michaels is very, 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 very
smart. I mean, I remember Randy Michaels would go and buy markets, and then he would have all these potential move-ins and then flank jobs and then move sticks to do this and then flip-flop frequencies and, like, you know, trade. Like, he was the ultimate of being able to squeeze something in under some kind of technicality.
Yeah, John does that too. He's got some plan in O'Kelly. He's telling me about three hops. He tells me he's got three hops. I'm like,
I'd love to get Randy and John Caracciolo high and have him talk about the ins and outs of radio engineering. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I think this is more than enough content for everybody. It's the first time Shane Reeves ever been, you know, I don't know that you've been interviewed before, Shane. Has any of your personalities ever brought you in and interviewed you?
No, I think you guys interviewed me on Florida Man a couple of years ago, but that was about it.
And, I was the general manager, I'd be demanding. Listen, I got to get you guys have to interview me at least once a month.
No, I like to keep low profile. Less people who know my name, better.
That's just because you had some potential child support issues back in the day when you used to run fucking for Cumulus. You were the market manager. Was it Tallahassee or Panama City?
It was Fort Walton, and then it was Pensacola.
There you go.
Yeah.
Which town did you love better?
I love Destin. I mean, that's a gorgeous town, but that traffic's just too much.
How long did you live in Destin for?
A couple years.
Rumor has it you might be moving back there. Or buying a little vacation deal. That's what I heard.
Well, Jen and I have toyed with it, but we think the more we're around this planet, the more we just want land like Blitz and nobody around us.
Yes.
Yeah. I got a dirt track. I just go up there, get on the grader.
Drop a battery on your foot.
What's that?
Yeah.
Drop a battery on your foot.
My foot's so fucked up.
Looks horrible.
I know. Thanks.
Sorry.
So, Shane, we're okay? We're not getting fired? Because you fired me two times before, buddy.
Nope, not firing you.
Promise?
Yep.
And you're saying we might have a little something-something in Ocala?
Might have a little something-something coming in before the end of the year in Ocala, and we continue to look for opportunities. I mean, we'd like Florida Man to be in every market in Florida if we can make it happen. So,
yeah, and those stupid fucks that paid the amount of money they paid for Cox. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, now that I hear just... the only thing they want to do with it now is sell it. So,
yeah, because
already.
Yeah, and they paid, honest to God, we're not mentioning anything, but they paid about double of what they needed to.
Yeah, and they didn't really want radio to begin with. They wanted TV.
And oh, I was talking about just
two different things.
I was talking about Tampa.
The stations around here.
I was talking about the Spanish.
What they paid, yeah, it's, well, yeah. That was all set on the...
And you know what? I'm not saying anything, but I've now been told by two different sources that were in the bidding process that the broker was a complete motherfucker on that whole deal, on how he tried to run the price up and was lying to people and, like, totally used car salesman, the broker did on this. I know that you can comment on that or not, but,
yeah, it's...
like, the money that the Spanish people paid for that, I mean, they just got bent over. Did they not?
Yeah, they spent.
I mean, it was, like, almost three times what anybody was going to pay for that.
It was three times what the prior sale in the Orlando market for a similar facility had been.
Yes. Right. Yeah, whatever. Too inside for anybody. All I know is that Jen got her stuff looked at, and Dan will fix it when it's needed. That's now, hold on. Lisa told me about the, I think it's the, is it the November Stogies and Cycles deal?
Yep.
That's on the 19th.
Yep, that's in late November. Yep.
Are we invited to that?
Always. Let me know if you need hotel rooms.
Yeah, well, we always do.
Where's it at this year?
Yeah.
Where's it at? Is it Gathan Hall Brewery?
Yes, the Gatlin Hall Brew.
Was that where it was last year?
No.
Okay,
no.
Cool.
It's a little more downtown this year than it was.
Gatlin Hall?
Yeah, Gatlin Hall Brewing.
I think my favorite year so far for Stogies and Cycles was year one. I really liked that place.
Yeah,
me too.
The first 2 years, was it?
Yeah, the first 2 years. The very first year, we'd only been on the air like a month.
Yep.
Yeah. And it was that upstairs. I think COVID closed that place.
Yes. Yeah, it's what happened. COVID did close that place.
And then the second year... was when Scott, the sales pig, brought in Beyonce's third cousin.
Yeah.
And tried to say that he wasn't paying for it.
Funny story is he ran into her about 2 weeks ago at a gentleman's club.
Oh, yeah, of course. So then he walks up to me like he's being a cool guy, Scott, the sales pig, and he goes, hey, if you buy that girl a purse and like $200 or $300, I go, you fucking sap. You think I'm having to do that kind of stuff to roll around with crickets? Work on that fucking hairpiece there, buddy. Don't worry about me wanting to, you know.
Then he was reaching out to me, remember? Sending me messages.
Oh, yeah. Then he was reaching out to you. So, you
know, that was a mistake.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's when he decided he wanted to try to take Bubba on. And,
Yeah, that was right. Bad. But fun.
Fucking,
good
stupid
times.
Fuck. Jesus, buddy.
Yeah, what the hell is he thinking? You don't date coworkers.
Yeah. Dumbass.
LOL.
And then this past year. That place we were at. I mean, that place was okay. I'm not going to mention any names. Mm-hmm. It was okay. It wasn't my favorite. It seemed it seemed like we didn't have a designated area. Shane,
we're kind of like out of the way.
Shane, yeah, agreed.
Can you next year, Shane? Since you know somebody that knows somebody, motherfucker, act like the boss that you can be, and maybe let Stevie handle it or something, or somebody that can get some shit done. But like, can we have like a bona fide, like roped off area for the JVC people?
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, this is like, a food hall type of place, too. It's a food hall.
Yeah, tell Lisa the Globius and Globes, stop worrying about fucking killing elephants in South Africa and get me in a roped off area so that me and Shannon Burks can be the fucking stars that we are.
I don't care about tusks.
Oh, did that come outside? I'm so sorry.
We knew what you meant.
Yeah. And then, did I do okay with Maureen? I thought I did. I thought
I
nailed
it. Right with Maureen.
No, nobody could close that shit except me.
Yep.
Fucking Johnny Rose guy. Get the fuck out of here, buddy. Stop worrying about selling roses. Let me do the fucking selling around here. You got to move and shake. You got to tell people what they want to hear. Just can't fucking, hey. Anyway, Shane, I think we've probably done enough damage for today.
Yeah, I think so, too. I appreciate it. And just give me the cut of the return you guys get on these downloads.
Fuck you. How about what you, hold on, motherfucker. I got something to show you, motherfucker. Let me show you some Bubba old school shit here right now. Hold on. This is my JVC fucking page.
Oh, I've
right
seen it.
There.
You sent me that.
That's my fucking JVC.
That's a rat's nest right there, I'll tell you.
I know what it is, too. Every payment you sent me, what the fuck you owe me? Don't tell me.
All I can tell you is accounting's handled out of New York.
Oh, yeah, it's easy for you to say, motherfucker.
They must have been off since COVID.
Yeah, they must have been off since COVID. John Caraccio, the last person to get rehired, is the accountant.
He calls it cash flow management.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, Shane, we love you, my friend. And thanks, this is our podcast. Hopefully, I think you should go tell everybody to download it, mandatory, especially Scott the sales pig. And please know how thankful and appreciative we are.
I'm sending Shane an email right now.
Well, we love the show on our station. I think I've listened to your show since probably the first variation, and I think this you guys sound as good as you have in a very long time.
Oh, that's awesome to hear.
Yeah, thank
plus,
you.
He has to try to sell this shit, too, so that's what he's got to convince himself to. Anyway, Shane, we love you, buddy. Blitz, let's go ahead and wrap this bitch up.
Perfect.
And we'll see everybody the next time, whenever. Fuck.
Tomorrow.
See you later.
Bye.